This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, don't be strict with others. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome to A to Z here on I Being Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And obviously this idea of not being strict with others, it's so important. And I would say on a daily basis, we maybe need to check in with ourselves whether we're really sticking to this. Because for sure, look, we've observed people who have maybe like told someone else off, been overly strict, whether it's within the family, or even whether it's in the workplace, maybe like a fellow staff member was told off a bit harshly, or even let's say in front of other employees. You know, that not obviously makes it even more difficult. But you know, even if you know, let's say one employee was has just not been performing, has just been basically turning up late to work again and again, and you know, the least the let's say the employer could probably do is take them aside so no one else is aware of, you know, the fact that they have to have words with them. And even if they have words with them, obviously, if we then imagine you're at work and you know maybe it's your friend who's been doing this, who hasn't been turning up to work on time, and maybe you see your friend, your co-worker disappear into the boss's, the manager's office, and all of a sudden your co-worker comes out visibly upset, and you're maybe even in tears. Even that happens in the workplaces or at uni or at high school. And you know, there's a fine line between being strict and sort of explaining rules and enforcing rules. And then if we go beyond that, we might actually be really hurting and upsetting, even harming another person. Obviously, as believers, it's tricky. So we need to be very aware of this. Welcome back to A to Z here on iBeingish Radio. And obviously I'm talking about how we should be careful with how strict we are with others. And for example, I'm just going to refer to the attitude that the famous Rani Mata Abbas Baba'i had regarding, you know, being strict with others. So it's said that he tended to make excuses for other people's behavior. And, you know, that is another thing that is recommended to us, that if someone has done something wrong, out of the ordinary, or said something wrong, you know, if we think someone behaves strangely and we're not happy with them, you know, again and again, we're told, well, we should actually make many and many excuses for a fellow believer rather than sort of immediately holding them to account for what they've done. So, for example, the martyr Abbas Baba'i, so one point early on in his marriage, his mother-in-law was speaking with him because she had the idea that her daughter, so his wife, wasn't wearing chador. And he explained actually to his mother-in-law why she wasn't wearing chador yet. For example, she was really young and he just didn't, and he probably gave other reasons, and he just didn't like to be too strict towards others. And so so what do we call it? So we could call it this, you know, it's also sometimes called the softly approach. And, you know, even in, so for example, in families, we sometimes see almost a juxtaposition. Sometimes we can see that one of the parents will maybe be the stricter one and the other parent will be the softer one. And, you know, there is sometimes some benefit because maybe if, you know, if the child is upset dealing with the one parent, then there's that safe haven where that softer approach can help the child with the other parent. But, you know, obviously, we should always aim to find that sort of golden middle, because you might also really, you probably are aware that if we are too strict, we also often push people away. So we have the opposite effect on them. We don't actually achieve what we set out to achieve by sort of reprimanding, by telling them off, and so on. So inshallah, this is just a reminder to all of us, and obviously a very middle of the ground, middle of the way, very softly soft reminder from me for all of us. And farewell for now, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on IB English Radio. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.